All right now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vita Joy. I hope you guys are great. All right now, again, I will say this. All right now, I want people to look into this. Joe Scarborough is black. All right now, if you guys don't believe that, does that make sense? All right now, the United States has this very racist thing called the one drop rule. All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, which means if you have a grandparent or a parent that is black by definition. You guys saw Sarah Jane in The Imitation of Life. The guy was like saying, okay, you're your mother a nigger. He said, are you black? And then she was like saying, no, she is as white as him. And he told her she was lying. He started slapping her. Joseph Scarborough's grandparent is more the same difference, except despite being lighter tone and mixed race, does that make sense? And right now, that's the Lord. Right now, you could tell that the person is black. Ask Joe Scarborough to produce a picture, an image of that grandparent. The grandparent is black, right? Which, in by definition, would make Joe Scarborough's parent black and make him black, by definition. That is not some guess or lie. No, get him in your dick nut group. All right, now, and the way you do what you need to do, all right, now, and make him talk to you, tell about him being a black man. I stand by that. I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, now, that's Florida. All right, now, good morning. All right, now, these black faggots are flipping out and melting down in the United States. All right, now. It turns out, all right, now, that's for the Lord. I got tens of thousands of votes in the presidential race, right? All right, now, people started writing out the candidate's name, all right, now, for my name. That's really something. All right, now, I was saying vote for Trump, you know? All right, now, I said as to why, you know, it's nothing to do with, like, Trump, and I'm signing it. I'm not signing anything. I'm not giving my signature to anything, right? I don't have a problem with Trump. I'd just rather go handle everything over in Europe and Asia. You got these dumb faggots, these stupid-ass racists talking about zero and no royalties. These stupid racists, right? All right, no, that's Florida. Oh, my God, have mercy, right? Isn't it not good? That is not a knock at Trump, no. I'm just happy by not them. You had Kamala, when Bo Obama said, jump, Kamala's hand, how high? I wasn't trying to deal with that. All right, no, not just that, though. You have to say, all right, no, based on the economy a couple of years ago, Trump's economy was better than Biden's. All right, no, that's Florida, right? I mean, you know, what's up? You have to call a spade there. All right, no, but I'm not giving America money it cannot make. I've already said no. I'm not extracting any money in the United States, no way. And I explain as to why. I'm not finna enrich these racists to go harm more people. Do you hear these stupid-ass racists talking about no role, no money? Why, they some stupid-ass racists, why they want to sit around and try to steal, beg, and expect you to extract fraud to enrich their dumb asses? I'm not finna do that. Oh, no day, right? So, you know, I'm like, stay your asses behind your houses and your walls. No, you're not enriching your dumb asses. I'm going over to Europe and Asia. I'm going to China to go to the bank. I'll make them an offer they can't refuse. It's nowhere near what the United States is begging for. I'm not giving the United States 50% of my money. I said no. It's over $10 million, right? I'm not giving the United States, half of $3 million. You fools are stupid. I can go to China right now. I can offer them $100 quadrillion. They would say yes to that because it's overly fair. I'm just getting a bank statement. I can go to Israel or France. I can offer them $100 quadrillion. They would take that, right? What's up? That is, that's like 30 times more the United States has made in 247 years. No country is going to turn that money down. So I'm going to go make China, France, or Israel, the offer they cannot refuse. They're not going to refuse it. No matter who gets on the phone and cries in the United States, they ain't going to give it down because it's not going to phase them. I promise you. I'm not playing no games with the United States in these races and it's like about no role. I told you about Gretchen with nuts. This old faggot, you know, pretend to be woman racist. I right now that kept sucking Roger Ailes' dick and wiping her chin. He kept going from woman to woman, man to man, and Fox fucking all over, but he stopped coming her way. I right now. Does that make sense? He retired her throat in her chin and she never had to get up and wipe her chin anymore. She got mad and started coordinating when he would get fresh water. What's up? Right? Now talk about, you know, no role and no pay. Her stupid racist ass, right? I didn't say anything to this dumb bimbo racist bitch. I'm not giving this dumb bimbo racist bitch no money. Ask her how many times she wiped the chin after Roger stuck his dick in her mouth, which he did. And I stand by that, right? What you feel about me? All right, no, that's what I didn't start it, right? You got these faggots and these racists thinking you owe them something. Thank you for the volunteer. I'm not volunteering for you stupid-ass racists or for this fucked-up racist country. I promise you. He's a stupid-ass racist, right? We just talked about that, to the fact that Biden did torture and war criminal acts against me for 2 years. He tried to drop all my money this year, and he literally got me kicked out of my house while he was lynching me and calling me niggers, black bitches, and homeless. Why the black man, Joe Scarborough, tried to fit me with a racist that was calling his ass a nigger, too, sat around and laughed with him. Quite the 2 years, right? Right now, while they thought they could comfortably steal when they got their ass in 2021, trying to steal from up under me, trying to whitewash it with a white man's name. Does that make sense? Right now, and by God's grace and mercy, by Jesus' goodness, they couldn't. Right? What's up, right? Nobody's giving your asses any money. You know, ask Gretchen how many times she had to wipe her chin right now from Roger's, you know, calm, right? Some nasty shit. It's filthy, right? I grew up with boys. All right, no, they said all manner of stuff. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, right? You know, we are 134 days in. Why hasn't Shrek made it to the phone yet? She got every, lie to tell, but she can't make it to the phone. I said Shrek's uncle got her pregnant. I said Shrek was twerking and shaking her funky ass in front of her uncle. He got her pregnant. She got an abortion. I said Shrek sucked her uncle's dick, all right? No, and he got her pregnant and she got an abortion. I said that Shrek raped one of her Craig's friends when he was over there to see him playing a video game at the school. This hoe was in bed raping him, right? Yeah, he's a boy and she is a whatever. Shrek is a woman. But that's a 30-something-year-old woman taking interest in a child that's 15 or 16. That shit is criminal and it is not right. That's some gross shit. And she is consistently taking interest in children. Right? Now, how come she can't get on the phone about me for, 134 days? What were you said about Brother Kate? Said, Brother Kate, watch everything I do. Said, Brother Kate, every show I watch, Brother Kate is watching it. Said, every thing that I'm saying, Brother Kate is listening. Said, every channel I go to, Brother Kate is glued to the TV. William said, the only time Brother Kate is not watching is when he's asleep, right? Said, Brother Kate watches me all day and all night. It cannot stop. Said, Brother Kate is obsessed, all right? And I gave Brother Kate a nugget there right now. Two other Middleton families suck, William's dick, and it's not just you, Brother Kate. All right, no, Carol and somebody else, all right, no, in your family, so William's dick, does that make sense? Right now, you got the racist crying, I'm destroying families, all right, now, but I let him confer to you the third, you know, head lord in your clique, right? The three head twin Middleton family, right? You head twins, project twins, you head triplets, project triplets. How the fuck you project triplets, right? All right, no, the head triplets are right now. What's up, right? I don't like Kate Middleton. All right, now, these dads and that girl shit yesterday night, all right, now, but I hope that you guys are well and great, all right, now, but yeah, dumbass Gretchen Carlson, all right, now, like, you know, Joe Scarborough jumped his black ass at me this morning, all right, now, you know, yesterday morning he jumped his black ass at me, what did he say, all right, now, talking about, you know, poor, no, you poor, you, your black ass is poor, right, you lied to every racist in MSNBC, you lied to the racists that run your dick nut group and the racism and the prejudices that driven this shit in this country, as fucked up as it is, you lied to the higher ups that are racist. Your black ass lied. Let's see how well you receive. You have a black grandparent, a light-skinned black grandparent, a mixed-race black grandparent, but a light-skinned black grandparent to the fact that you can decipher it. If you just take a look at his black grandparent, all right, now then, basically the grandparent married somebody white, all right, now then, that's the Lord, and then, you know, that's the Lord, all right, now. And then Joe Scarborough's parent, you know, despite being black, married somebody white, and he married somebody white. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, that's what you got, but he is black. By definition, he does fit up under the one drop category, right? You got any black blood, even one drop, you're black. So Joe Scarborough is black, right? Let's see how rich your black ass is, Joe Scarborough. Morning, Joe. I hope you guys are well and great, all right? Now, that's Florida, all right? Good morning. All right, now, but yeah, Gretchen Carlson talked about, you know, no pay, you know, in just a voluntary role. You a stupid-ass faggot racist, Gretchen Carlson. Your chin was a voluntary role. Your throat was a voluntary role. You kept getting up, wiping your chin, and then a minute Roger L. stopped, you know, sticking his dick in your mouth so frequent you start to record him. When he started going to all them other young girls, and some of them were smart enough to reject his ass, but your old dried-up ass wasn't. When he would not come your way, and he demoted your ass then after all you compiled stuff, and he kept going to everybody but you. You started trying to say, well, oh my God, he assaulted me. And you had been at Fox, he had been hitting you for all that long. You kept wiping your chin and kept wiping your chin. But when it hit home, you got that demotion and he stopped coming your way. Then you started trying to cry out. Right? You head clown. All right, now selling that volunteering shit for him. I'm not starting with these racists, right? Watch the CNN clip with Van Jones. Don't feel bad to, Bim Joe. You know, she a Bim Joe, she a man. Gretchen with a dick. All right, no, Gretchen Carlson with a dick, all right, no, the clown-ass racist bitch, all right, no, I think he's supposed to volunteer for a stupid racist ass to talk about, I'm not volunteering for you racist, all right, no, that's why I'm not volunteering for Trump. Are you stupid? Trump get paid. Everybody else get paid. Why would I volunteer for the United States? I'm not giving you stock that you can't make. I'm not giving you money. I'm not giving you 50%. I'm not volunteering for you assholes. Doesn't that not get Trump? But no. It's not wrong to say no right now. I said no. You stupid ass. All right, now, let's start with these damn racists, all right, now, but don't feel bad about, you know, being a head clown, Gretchen Carlson. Took, Van Jones is, too. Oh, my God. All right, now, Van Jones admitted that him and Obama had a romantic relationship. All right, now, then, you know, that's what, and then when Van started to get salty, and I don't care who feels what and how Van presents himself, it was Van starting to get salty, and he was wiping his chin for Obama. Obama did something to put him, he put it, say he was on his campaign trail, and they put him on CNN. All right, no, that's for it. So he, you know, he was wiping his chin and sucking Obama's dick, too. So y'all both got on TV by blowing people. So you and Van Jones have that in common. I hope that you guys won't agree. But yeah, I got tens of thousands of votes. I got tens and tens of thousands of votes in the presidential primary. All right, the presidential election, I got votes. I got tens of thousands of votes in the presidential election. Clearly, I'm not running for president. But, you know, I guess the kids and the adults saw it and they voted. That's pretty cool. I don't know what to say about that. Thank you, I guess. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, you know, as far as the United States is concerned, I think people are resonating to see the racism, the bigotry, how people want the lie walls that didn't exist, try to strip me of money they cannot earn, they did not earn, they did not invest, and they put nothing into. These stupid-ass racists talk about doing something for free while they, I mean, these dumbasses are trying to enrich their stupid-ass families off of my work and talk about I don't got to volunteer. You're some stupid-ass racists. And these jackasses like Obama, so you're some stupid-ass faggots, right? Why don't you say your dumbasses behind your walls? Get behind your walls. All right, don't take your faggot asses on. Go away, right? So I'm going, all right, no, that's all. I'm going over Europe and Asia to go to the bank. I'm going to make China offer it won't refuse. Does that make sense? Jesus willing. I'm going to offer to stop my extraction over in Europe and Asia. I'm not enriching the United States. You clowns have a problem not volunteering shit. You some stupid-ass faggots, you some stupid-ass racists, right? I hope you guys are well. I got tens of thousands of votes in the presidential election, right? William was melting down. Does that make sense? The right way he was saying, like, you know, you're saying, like, I think I'm special enough or something. William was taking dives at me. I love my William. Does that make sense? Right? No, but I got tens and tens and tens of thousands of votes in that presidential election, quite a many. It was not about winning. Does that make sense? Right? No, I didn't run for president. But yet, still, people still voted. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's pretty cool. I got presidential votes in the primary. They tried to whitewash my identity. They didn't even go there this time. They put, you know, that's what I put a white man up there. America's so fucked up, you're racist. But don't you faggots, you stupid-ass racists, ever think I'm going to volunteer for you? You some stupid-ass fools. Never. You dumbasses. Good morning. I don't know what to say to these asses. I'm saying this publicly in front of the whole world. I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not signing my signature to nothing to get these old clown-ass racists and these faggots my money. All right, I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. I'm not enriching the United States. Anything I extract, I own it. And these faggots won't ever pop their asses up and try to put their hands into anything again they didn't invest in. No, I'm going to offer the stock over in Europe and Asia. This is my business. I'm not guiding you. I'm not showing you. I'm not teaching you. I'm not selling you anything wholesale from a global supply chain that America has no ties to and that you have no claim to. Get your asses out there and start knocking on doors. You see how much you don't have a claim to. I'm not putting your asses in no position to ever try to pop your asses up and try to steal a bag again. No way. I hope you guys will. Good morning. All right. Thank you guys so much.